This is iHeartRadio's Prattcast with Stephanie Pratt and Wells Adams.
All right, it's official. The first ever Prattcast episode one starting right now with Steph Pratt. I'm Wells Adams. A lot of people might not have listened to the teaser, so let's just kind of explain what the hell we're doing here, okay?
Yes, and I would love to hear who you are again. Who is this guy next to me?
I was on a show called The Bachelorette. Are you familiar with that show?
Of course. It's like the best show in America.
I mean, aside from maybe the show that you're on.
The Hills.
Yes.
We'll get to that later.
Yes. Then I went on a show called Bachelor in Paradise.
So you did not find love the first time. I did not find love
at all. It was sad. I didn't kiss the girl for 8 episodes.
Is that you or her?
You know, I don't know. That's a good question.
Either way, we're learning a lot about you right now.
Yeah, I looked like, let's just say it. Let's just call a spade a spade. I looked like a guy that wasn't into girls on a show. It was a bold move to like play hard to get on a dating show on TV.
Oh, no, I think a lot of those guys, I know you aren't, but I think a lot of those guys are in the direction that they are not liking females.
No comment on that.
But it's the best eye candy, I swear. When I watch that show, I'm like, how do they get a group of such good-looking people every season?
I know, and how is everyone a personal trainer? Like, are there that many personal trainers in the world? Do we need more personal trainers?
What was your job title?
Radio DJ.
Sick.
Which was true. But I remember there was a guy on my season who was just hipster. And I was like, I want that title. That's me. And he wasn't a hipster at all. We asked him like what his favorite coffee was, waiting for like the total douche barista answer. And he's like, Starbucks. And we're like, dude, you are not. And he was like, you know, I just got into vinyl. I was like, you just got into vinyl? Did you also just get into being a hipster? So anyways, I went on a dating show and I kissed her on the 8th episode. Her name was JoJo Fletcher.
At least you remember.
Yep. And then she dumped me that day. So I don't know what that says about like my makeout technique, but whatever.
I'm just going to say it right now. Yeah. Chapstick is key, everyone. No one wants to be kissing dry lips. I'm not saying yours were, but chapstick is key for a dating show. Because I've also been on a dating show.
You have?
Back to that later.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So on my reality TV show that I was on, they would, like, the producers would give us Listerine strips, be like, hey, you need this if you're going to, like, go make out right now. Do they do that on The Hills ever?
No. I'm going to bring that up to them.
Yeah, it's like, you got my back.
It's not a dating show. I'm not going around, like, kissing my brother. So we're all good with the Listerine.
Yeah, no, but, like, just in case there is, like, a makeout sesh, you know. I do remember one episode we were in Pennsylvania, and at, like, For The Bachelorette, there's a lot of like sit around and wait for your opportunity to go like talk with the chick. And there was a cheese plate and I was just like, F it, let's go eat some cheese. So I crushed a ton of cheese. And then I remember a producer coming up and being like, oh my God, dude.
You smell
horrible right now. And then of course, like she didn't kiss me that night.
The next night I was eating garlic twist.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see the pattern.
Yeah, so that's a thing. So then I went on a show called Bachelor in Paradise. Didn't find love, but I made out with like everybody. I totally flipped the script on it, right?
Good job.
I think I made out with like 4 chicks in like 2 days. Went on 3 dates. I was the king of the bachelor world. And then I had to dump a girl who actually has a podcast in this studio named Ashley Iaconetti. I had to dump her like on the beach the last day, and then she had like sadly walk off the beach with her freaking roller bag
on the sand. That's impossible. That's actually like double mean.
But it was a weird thing because we got on 2 dates, and it was like, you gotta what are you gonna do? You gonna go to a fantasy suite? She was a virgin, so I was like, no, not going to the fantasy suite. So they're like,
well, no, I'm not gonna carry her roller over the sand for her.
No.
I'm done. Who's next?
Bring in another one.
Yeah.
So I had to dump her on, and I was like, this is weird. You can't dump someone you're not really dating, because we only went on like 2 dates. But yeah, she got dumped on the beach and then had to like walk off the beach like with a roller bag. It was sad and I felt terrible about it. And then I went on Bachelor in Paradise again for the past couple of years, and now I'm like the resident bartender. So I like make crap drinks and I give kind of bad advice to people.
Bad advice?
Well, it's usually just like, you should go on a date. Yeah, you should do that. Why not? Because all the dates are like, let's go on a helicopter. Let's go ride sea-doos. You know, like, let's go swim with turtle. A sea-doo, like a jet ski.
Oh, my. Is that like, where are you from again?
I'm from like 5 hours north of here.
Oh, okay.
I'm like,
Is that a northern term?
I'm from 4 hours north of where you're from, I feel like.
My bad.
So anyways, that's me.
And what else? I mean, you never found love.
Yeah, I do. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
We went over this in the last episode. I have a girlfriend. Her name's Sarah Hyland. She's very beautiful. I'm kicking way outside my coverage here.
Oh, I met her.
You did meet her. Yes. I know. I want to bring that. We're going to bring this up in a little
bit. Yes.
Because I have some good stuff for you, Amy. You don't even know about how great this episode's about to be. So yeah, I date a girl who's on Modern Family. She plays Haley. She's total smoke show. I'm holding on for dear life because God knows I don't deserve this one. And that's where we are right now. We just got back from Mexico. That's why I'm so tan. Like, I literally flew in last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, thanks for showing up today.
Of course, anything for this show.
How was Mexico?
It was okay. You know, it was nice. It was nice. It was, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't as warm as you'd want it to be, you know? When you go to Mexico, you want to be like on the surface of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like that. It was like, you know, it's winter. It's still nice there, but it's still like kind of wintry. So it was like windy.
Yeah, but couldn't you still fry yourself with baby oil?
Yeah.
And get like a little bit of that sun?
Oh, yeah. I just go no, nothing.
Oh, that's so good.
I just like, you know what? Let's UV rays. Give it to me.
Okay, so I've been living, first of all, I'm Stephanie Pratt. For everyone who didn't listen last week to our little trailer, I'm from LA, but the past 5 years I've been living in London. And on the topic of sunscreen, I wear it when it is snowing, when it is raining, when you don't even see the sun. I'm so fanatical about it.
But it makes sense. You have like a perfect complexion.
And you're northern.
Yeah.
So you've got that northern skin.
I've got freckles all, freckles all over the place.
But yeah, no, my skin, just the older I get, the more sensitive it gets.
Yeah.
And I'm getting whiter and whiter, which is weird.
Yeah, but you're blonde. It like works. You're like Khaleesi.
She's really pale. I've never watched Game of Thrones.
What? Can we do an entire show with Steph Pratt just on Game of Thrones?
I think it would blow my mind because I'm already obsessed with royalty.
Yeah.
Like the fact that Prince Harry's married, like I'm actually thinking about moving full time back to LA.
Can I ask you a question? Completely a sidetrack from what we're doing right now?
Yes.
Can you explain to me the beef between Meghan and Kate? Because I don't understand it. But like, I feel like I read the Daily Mail and there's like new beef with them.
See, I really don't think it's true.
Yeah.
Because when, not like I stalk them, but when Prince William and Kate got married, the first thing they did was move out of the palace and into a country home. And that's where they had their first child. And that's the thing. Same thing that Harry and Meghan are doing. So all this flack about them moving out of the palace, but that's kind of what these newlyweds do.
Why would you move out of a palace?
I think if anything, Kate might be a bit jealous of Meghan.
Why?
Because Meghan's, you know, this famous Hollywood star, and she's got all these, you know, celebrity friends. She was huge and
philanthropist?
A philanthropist. Mm-hmm.
An anthropologist?
I'm an anthropologist. I am. That was my major in college. I just wanted to drop that. So that's why I said it wrong. Yes, I'm smart people.
How can I work in anthropology in this podcast?
And, you know, and she's just, it's so innate with her, how charming she is and lovely. And she's got that star quality sparkle. So I think sometimes Kate's like, oh, and also, you know, it's like the new me. You know, she's getting all the attention.
Yeah. I wonder if Kate's like, yours still has hair. And that's what she's upset about.
Oh, my God.
Is that rude? Okay, so you did The Hills, and then you moved to London.
Yes.
So to sunny London.
18. So yeah. I grew up in LA from Malibu. And I moved to Paris when I was 18 to study anthropology, comparative literature.
Wow.
Yes, Freud was one of those books I couldn't put down.
Yeah.
And then I really wanted to study fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So I told my parents, I was like, I'm moving to Milan.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? And I was like, Instituto Merengoni, I'm going to study fashion. They're like, Stephanie, get back to the US. So I came home for Christmas. And then my mom had like lined up a schedule of all these design schools for me to check out. Ended up falling in love with FITM.
Mm-hmm.
So started going to FITM. I was a product development major. And this is also, we'll get to that, but the same school that Lauren Conrad and Heidi Montag went to. I, of course, didn't know anything about the Hills because I was living in Paris. And so it was at FITM. And then I left for a bit to go work on the show Lost in Hawaii. And that was...
Like the show Lost?
Mm-hmm.
Like the plane crash Lost?
Yes, all my scenes were cut out.
You were on the show Lost?
No, I was just an assistant.
Oh, that's still cool.
I know, but it would have been way more cool if, like, I was on it.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I kind of got in trouble, though, because, you know, Matthew Fox, the actor on it?
Yeah.
I'd be like, Foxy, you're needed on set. And mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
God, don't call him Foxy.
Was he married
that's
at this point?
Inappropriate. I don't know. So I wasn't really keeping tabs on anyone. But it was also so funny because Josh Holloway, he had his standby, his understudy, his stand-in, literally thought he was Josh Holloway.
Yeah.
So Josh naturally, you know, was playing guitar, like, in his trailer, and he was just such a cool guy, like, jeans, boots, wild hair. Not only did the stand-in look like him, but he was like, I play guitar, too. And, like, he'd start walking around with a guitar, and, like, anything Josh did, he would do. Like, if Josh was, like, on a hammock one day, you'd see him the next day on a hammock, like...
Are stand-ins, like, method, too? Like, is that
I just thought it was so weird. But yeah, Lost was great. I got in a little trouble.
Because of the Matthew Foxy thing?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Another reason.
Got it. Yeah, you want to jump into that?
So it was like a huge misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I was arrested.
Oh.
In Oahu.
Doing what?
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
They're saying I was shoplifting.
Oh, wow.
But... I OD'd.
You had a Winona Ryder moment out there.
I OD'd in Neiman Marcus. So.
Okay.
Was I aware I was shoplifting? Who knows? They could have just pinned it on me.
Yeah.
So I woke up handcuffed to a hospital bed.
Whoa.
And that was when I was 20.
Man.
It's okay. It gets better.
What did you steal? What did you allegedly steal?
A lot.
Okay.
I don't even know. But I remember, like, it was quite serious. I had a felon. And so my parents and I were having to fly back and forth to Oahu for my court dates.
This is a great long con, by the way, because it makes you go back to Hawaii all the time.
It was.
Right?
It was a great year. And then, like, I wanted to go shark diving. My parents were like, do you think this is a vacation? And I was like, I know, but, like, our next hearing is in 2 days. And they're like, Stephanie, you stay in that hotel room.
Yeah. For all the kids listening out there, if you're going to shoplift, you should do it in a vacation area where you got, like, don't do it in Edmonton or something.
And don't steal too much because a felony is way more annoying because then you get put on probation.
Yeah.
So I had a PO for 5 years.
Wow.
Named Darlene.
Oh, was she a nice lady?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so after all that scandal, my brother started dating, or he was dating, this girl named Heidi Montag.
Yep.
And she was best friends with Lauren Conrad, who was on really the first huge reality show, Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was seeing them, and he was like, oh my God, Stephanie, like, her best friend's being so mean to her because she doesn't like me. And I was like, what a B-I-T-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
And Heidi was like, I know, it's awful. And I love my brother. Like, he's been my favorite person growing up. We've always been super tight, like best friends. He threw me my 18th birthday. I mean, like, he's just, we're best friends. So I didn't even need to hear anything else. I was like, that's it. It's war. War against Lauren Conrad. No idea who this girl is. So I end up going on the Hills. For just like
to
one
fight.
Episode. To fight.
Yeah.
They knew I was like a UFC fighter. And yeah. Like, so this is kind of like an athletic episode. So I roll up to a club and I think it's just going to be her. And I'm going to say like, why are you being so mean to my big bro? And it is her castmates named Audrina Patridge, Justin Bobby, Brody Jenner, who I grew up with.
Yeah.
So my brother, while I was moving to Paris, he was filming his own show with Brody that he created and directed called The Princes of Malibu. I mean, we can ask Spencer about that. It's the best show ever. So in his mind, he was like, we've got to get back on TV. Like, I really like this girl, Heidi. And Brody started dating this girl, Lauren. I don't know I've seen some interviews of late where he says that he never actually liked her, which is, I mean, I'm not Brody's biggest fan. You guys will learn that. Like, I'm not surprised that he did something that but so I don't know what the deal with that, if that was fake, but my brother totally fell in love with Heidi. So back to the club scene.
Yeah.
I roll in.
You go in there, you're wearing headbands. And
oh, this is so sad.
Hand wraps.
I went to the bed.
You're ready?
Oh, no. Well, I went to be a little bit more girly.
Okay.
So I went to the Beverly Center before, and it was a store called Divine. And I picked out a dress, and it had, like, an empire waist with all these sequins.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I remember
you had a
I was
belt.
Such a loser. I asked the store lady. I was like, so I'm going to be on TV. Will this reflect on the cameras? She didn't ask me about TV or anything. She was just so bored of me. She goes, I don't know. And I was like, okay, well, I hope not, because it's like a really big deal. So I was wearing this really gross dress, walk in, lights. Like, I also have never been on a reality set. So there is a table in a nightclub with all of these lights and cameras. So it's just like, obviously, you cannot miss where I'm supposed to land.
Yeah.
It's like fireworks, that bright. So I walk over and I'm like, oh, God.
Were you nervous?
So nervous. I remember I was like playing like hardcore rap in the car on my way there. Like Mobb Deep. Quiet Storm. And I was like, Lauren, like, you got to stop being so mean to my brother. And then I was like, Brody, you're a traitor. And I'm saying it like in the least lame way right now.
Yeah.
It is the most embarrassing 10 minutes of my life. And it's on camera.
Yeah.
And it's the worst because that's the only way I'm introduced on the show. So I can never deny it.
Yeah, but there's something sweet about you defending your big brother, right?
Yeah, no. It was awful. Then I was nicknamed She Pratt because Lauren hated Spencer. So I was like the She Pratt, just as bad. But on the upside, the show was like, what's your school schedule at FITM? Like, blah, blah. And so I'm telling them what days I have class. And they're like, okay, we'd like to follow you to this class. And I'm like, okay, sorry, Lauren Conrad. There's a new star in town. they want to video me learning and listening to lectures. Like, I really made an impression. So they're holding me back. And the class has started 15 minutes earlier. And I was like, you guys, like, this is kind of my real life. I need to go in. And they're like, okay, there's one empty seat in the second row from the front. So I'm walking in just like, you know, catwalking in because I'm like, it's my show, everyone. Yeah. And I also feel so cool, like in front of all the FITM girls, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, these cameras are for me.
What teacher allows this to happen, by the way? Like, yeah, sure, we're going to have a camera crew in here. It's fine.
I don't think it would go down anymore. This was a very special time in reality TV.
Yeah. Okay.
And the seat that I was walking towards was, in fact, next to Lauren Conrad.
Wait, but did you know that she was in your class?
No, that's why they wanted to film me.
Oh, this is the first day of class, first day of school.
Yes, after I just yelled at her.
Oh my God, did you pass her a note? Like, what happened?
I was just sitting next to her like we are right now. I'm just thinking, like, you cannot swear, right? Okay. My life. This is an actual nightmare. I was like, I hate Spencer. Look what's happened. And I wasn't going to let it be that awkward. She had no interest in talking to me, but I was already like hit so hard. You know, the show didn't care about me. I was not the new star. They literally just threw me to the wolves. So I was like, hey, Lauren, I'm Stephanie from last night. So
is this belt going to reflect well?
Yeah. And it was quite awkward after that, but it, yeah, it carried on. So have you seen The Hills?
Yeah. I mean, it's 10 years gone by, right? So yes. I watched the first episode last night and I took some notes.
Oh my God, you're the best. You'd be great at FITM.
Okay. So here's my favorite thing. So can we just go through the first episode? Okay,
please.
So it's LC, like, getting
that's,
in.
Okay, that's Lauren Conrad, for people that don't know.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
She's LC on The Hills.
Yeah. She's, like, getting in her, like, 3 Series BMW, mm-hmm. which there couldn't be a more LA car to drive, by the way. No. Maybe now Tesla, but like 2006, if you didn't have a 3 Series BMW.
Drop
like,
top.
Yeah, you were nobody.
No one.
So I love that she's got 2 suitcases. One's hot pink. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this girl only has two suitcases going to this new apartment.
Where do you think she's driving from?
I don't even know where she's driving. She's driving from... Yeah, where is she driving from? Laguna Beach.
Yes, so she can go get her luggage. Yeah. On the weekends. This is like a 2-hour drive max.
Yeah, I know she could have gotten like a handler from the hills. Be like, hey, go get my stuff, please.
I love that this was your top note. Oh, 2 suitcases?
Really? Come on, there's no way.
This show's fake.
I can't. I'm not buying it. Okay, so then she gets to the apartment with Heidi, who's just sitting by the pool, and she's like, I haven't even seen the place. I don't even know if we're supposed to live here, but I'm in a bathing suit, and I look great, and that's really all that really matters right now.
Yep.
And then they go to look at the apartment, and they're like, oh, it's okay out.
So
and then
they're best friends. Yeah. Heidi's actually from Colorado, Crested Butte.
Okay.
But the girls had originally gone to fit him in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And Heidi said that she literally saw another blonde. And they both were like, we're blondes. You want to be friends?
Oh, my God.
And so they became best friends over hair color.
I really hope there's a producer there being like, oh, my God, did you realize this interaction between these two idiots? Let's do a TV show.
This was all off camera. So they were like, we hate San Francisco. So yeah. They moved to LA and continued. So they were already best friends.
Yeah. So they move in. She's got a new job. She's trying to go do like an internship, I guess,
at
Teen Vogue, which I didn't even know. Is that still a thing? I love her boss. Her name is Lisa Love, which sounds like a porn star name.
Totally. It might be, actually.
Yeah.
It's ringing
like
a bell.
Really alliteration and love in there. I'm not buying it. And then LC goes to meet, I think it's her like school counselor. Like the person that like decides what classes you should take. I mm-hmm. think that's what it is. I'm not.
Yes. At FITM?
Yeah. So she goes and meets her counselor, I guess. And I love that she's like, we're really proud of you. You have a 3.6 grade point average.
I laughed so hard.
And she's like, oh my God, thank you. Yes, I do have a B+ average.
Wait, but even better. Do you remember? Oh, yeah. You just watched it.
Yeah.
When Heidi's being interviewed.
Oh, it's a train wreck.
Oh my God. Literally fashion school.
Yeah.
That is what it is called. I want to work in PR.
Yeah,
I want to be like a publicist for really cool parties.
Yeah.
I want to be like in Hollywood night, like clubs. And then
she's like, do you want to do retail? And she's like, no. Were you not listening? I want to do cool parties.
So this counselor's like looking at her like, oh my gosh, you are totally at the wrong school. Clearly you've come here with your best friend because it's fun. And so that was like probably my favorite scene in the first step.
Yeah,
but somehow she manages.
She figures it out.
Yeah, she's at FITM for like 2 weeks. When I was there, she was not there.
Really?
Yeah. I think that might have been the only time she was actually on the premise.
Yeah.
Possibly.
The next thing that happens in the episode is that Brian calls.
Who's Brian?
I don't know. Some guy who's big into like light denim and wide ties. He looks great.
Ties?
Yeah, he's got a real thick tie. It's 2006. We are into bad fashion time for guys, I think. And Brian is dying on that sword.
Wait a minute.
Do you
remember? I don't know anything about men's fashion.
Mm.
Is that a trend? It went from fat ties
to skinny. Yeah. So we're about to go back to fat ties. Brian's about to look cool again.
Yes.
It's all coming back.
I learned that at FITM.
Yeah. It's
a cycle.
Cyclical. Yeah, cyclical. So he calls and he's like, I love that he like kind of puts LC like on the burner. He's like, it's a really tough internship. I don't know. Just so you know, like we thought about it a lot.
Are you talking about Blaine?
Oh, Blaine. I wrote down Brian. Blaine.
I understand writing those notes, watching it, trying to keep your eyes on the screen.
I was doing, couldn't
you couldn't miss
myself
a thing.
Blaine calls.
Blaine.
Sorry, rewind. I'm an idiot. And he's like, I just don't know, you know? And then he's like, congratulations, you got it.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's like the whole show is predicated on them getting this job. Of course she's going to get the internship. And then Heidi's there like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah.
Did it. Now I can totally go to all your shit.
Yeah.
So then they get there. She goes to work. And then that's when we meet Whitney for the first time.
Yes, Whitney Port. And mm-hmm. Spencer and I grew up with her.
Really?
She was in between us at school.
Did you like her growing up?
No.
No. Why? Was she mean?
No. But I would tell people that she was the worst.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
So you were mean.
Beyond. She had like braces till she was like 100.
Yeah.
And she was really tall and lanky. And she was a huge nerd. Mm-hmm. Was always like in dance class and like pirouetting through the alley. And she was just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
She was called Bigfoot.
Oh my God.
But
what size shoe do you think she wears? 8+?
Actually, just normal. Like she was just, like she was just so tall and blonde. She was harmless.
Yeah.
Like she hadn't kissed a boy like for ages. When I last saw her, she was like, "Yeah, you were just, you know, always in the popular group and I hadn't kissed a boy and I didn't like know about other schools and proms and all these things. I had a high school sweetheart and we broke up when I moved to Paris, because I later find out in therapy mm-hmm. that I'm really bad with goodbyes.
Ah.
So I start fights. So today, we will be in a massive fight as I'm getting my ticket validated.
You and I?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it'll be a hard goodbye.
Yeah.
So I come back from Paris and she's dating him. Bitch!
God, Bigfoot.
Right?
Strikes again.
She had no idea that I used to date him. Yeah. Like literally nothing. But I just was like, she's the worst.
Yeah.
And then there was another situation.
Yeah.
With a best friend of mine who she also stole. She stole my life.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But again, she's very nice, harmless, like lovely.
How are things between you and Whitney now? Because Whitney is on the new hills that we'll talk about, you know, in weeks to come.
It is... awkward.
Yeah. Bigfoot still there.
Haunting.
I will just say she is literally the nicest, most amazing person. I'm just going to say she's so smart. She's so nice. She's so pretty. She's so cool. She has this like beautiful husband and child, an amazing family. Like
so talented. Was actually at Teen Vogue.
That's why she's mad. She stole her life. Everything.
Yeah. I went to work at Teen Vogue. I was going to Milan for sake.
Yeah.
Get into fashion. I couldn't even do it in the country I'm from. Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
She is absolutely the nicest.
But
so she actually, like, she's very intelligent. She has her own clothing line. So she was already at Teen Vogue for an internship.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hills basically saw this cute girl and they were like, can we also film you? So she was already there. That was not set up or anything. She'd gotten that all by herself.
Oh, cool.
I'm sure Lauren did too. Well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed pretty obvious producers. With Blaine.
Yeah. And Blaine really loved her.
Yeah. So Whitney walks in. It looks like Devil Wears Prada. Like that's what that first opening scene of like their little office looks like to me.
Wait, how weird was it that they didn't say hi to each other? Like when they were sitting in the chairs and they're like looking at each other up and down, like, in what world do you let an awkward silence of basically like, I know I'm going to be working with you soon.
Yeah.
We're both young girls that you don't say, hey.
Hey, well, hey, how are you going? My favorite thing was it's such a power move. I didn't even know this power move existed, but some lady comes in and is like, whatever, you got to get ready for a party. And then she like looks at Whitney's outfit and she's like, that belt, no, you need to change this belt. And I'm sure she's like, oh my God. I thought this looked totally good this morning.
She was a nerd.
Yeah.
I told you.
It was funny because I was watching the show last night with Sarah and so I was like, oh my God, horrible. And Sarah goes, the belt looks better. I was like, all right. Well, I guess she works for Teen Vogue. She knows what's up.
But that is so embarrassing because you know what? Fashion back then was like scary. Like that's why I've never rewatched The Hills because I don't want to see my outfits, my hair. I was crimping my hair.
Yeah.
Like that's not cool. So... bless Whitney and her belt.
She did great. So then they have to go. They have to go.
She did great.
They have to go work.
Round of applause.
Yeah,
way to
go.
Go Whitney.
Bigfoot. All right. Would she get mad if...
Wait,
if,
Big Bird. Did I say Bigfoot?
You said Bigfoot. That's why I said how big's her shoe.
You know what? I'm very jet lagged.
Okay.
It's a different day for me. Right now, it's Saturday for me.
Yeah. Where were you?
In Hong Kong.
Whoa.
And This is so embarrassing. Little side note.
Mm-hmm.
So I had Christmas dinner with my parents, Heidi and Spencer were in Colorado. And then I went to Kathy Hilton's for their Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And so obviously Paris is a, you know, DJ around the world. She travels basically every single day.
Yeah.
And so I knew that she'd been to Hong Kong. So I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go to Hong Kong. That's where I spent New Year's Eve. And I'd never been. So I was like, where's cool to go? You should see what I packed. Over the knee socks, kitten ears.
Oh.
Large, you know, lace-up boots with contrasting laces. I was like, I'm going to be the best Harajuku girl ever. Paris goes, that's Tokyo.
What do they wear in Hong Kong?
So I was like, they do not do that in Hong Kong? She was like, no, it's kind of like more of a business place.
Hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to need to repack. And I was leaving the next day. So yeah. I definitely did not stay that long at the party because I had to repack a whole suitcase. So then I go into the next room, into the dining room, and I'm talking to Nikki and her husband, James, and telling them about Hong Kong. So then Dum Dum over here says, I'm just so excited. Like, I know it's not Harajuku Girl Land, but I did just watch Crazy Rich Asians, and it looks amazing. James goes, that's Singapore. So I'm like, you know what? F*** it, I'm out. Bye, guys. Merry Christmas. Have a great new year. Went home, repacked. Yeah. So,
this seems like a good moment where we could call Spencer your brother.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. He hasn't even heard about my Hong Kong.
Is he calling us or are we calling him?
You're calling him.
We're calling him.
Yo, yo.
Oh, there
he is. Oh, my God.
Is.
Can you turn on your video?
No.
Why?
So I'm in bed.
At 11:30?
Yeah, my espresso machine's broken. It's been a very rough morning.
Oh, my gosh.
For people that follow my brother, Spencer Pratt's Snapchat, espresso, hummingbirds, and crystals are the only, and his son and wife, are the only things that matter.
Footnote, son and wife.
He has literally in his kitchen, what kind of espresso machine is it?
We're not name dropping them because right now it's about to get thrown in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this isn't an ad yet. If they're paying us, then yes, we'd be like, wow, Keurig is great.
Yeah, whoever you get a sponsored ad from, that's my favorite machine.
Spencer Pratt is joining the Prattcast. Dude, I'm bummed that I don't. My name's Wells, by the way. I'm bummed that you're not here because I really want to meet you.
I heard Santa Monica. I can commit to Santa Monica. Driving to the valley on a Friday. I actually flaked out on my own podcast, which was in Beverly Hills this morning too. So
did you at least call in?
Nope.
Nope. He had an espresso issue.
Oh, that's right. No, he's tired. No. He's tight.
We are. You're getting me in a mood today. No caffeine. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I like
this. Have some wine.
If you, I'm going to take a couple weeks off of drinking after that, little holiday vacation. So we got tickets to the Little Nell New Year's Eve champagne party and the tickets are like $800 each and it's all you can drink. 2006.
Wait. For people that don't know, Little Nell in Colorado is the most exclusive, hard to get in. Is it a restaurant,
I'm so
hotel?
I'm sorry, professional interrupter.
I know, but I just want people to know, like,
That's not my story, though. Okay. I haven't told the story yet.
Super
Thank
cool,
you,
bro.
Though. So the ticket was $800, and it's all you could drink, Dom Perignon. So I trained for 2 weeks, knowing that if to get my money's worth, I'd have to drink at least 4 bottles to myself. And my training consisted of at least 2 bottles of champagne a day.
Oh,
and,
I thought you meant jujitsu.
And then the day before New Year's Eve, I pulled the trigger too fast, and I think I jumped to probably closer to 4 bottles before the party. Oh, my God. The day before New Year's Eve was probably the most I've spun since college. And so it all backfired. Lesson is, do not train to drink.
Yeah.
Or maybe just don't drink that much.
Well, I was trying to get my money's worth.
I understand that. Have you seen that Friends episode when Ross teaches Chandler how to take like light bulbs and like all the Q-tips and batteries from the clickers to get their money's worth?
It's you know Friends better than anyone. When are you going to do like a? You need to do a review on every Friends episode since you've the only person that watched them 1,000 times each.
I watch it every day.
Who?
Oh, do you know Gunnar's assistant has the Friends logo tattooed on the inside of her lip?
Wow.
What?
Whoa.
So she's more of a fan than you.
Wait, I also love her so much. The gift that she got you guys for Christmas.
What was it?
So thoughtful.
The
espresso machine?
No, he got them engraved wine glasses.
Oh, cool.
Very important.
Trap Daddy.
Should have been champagne
Wait,
flutes.
Stephanie, why didn't you post a lot of Hong Kong content?
Because I'm wearing a face mask every single day.
She also thought she was going to Singapore and also maybe Tokyo. She was confused about where she was going, from what I understand.
Hong Kong was not fun.
Where did you end up?
In Hong Kong.
And you're saying Hong Kong was not fun.
Well, first I thought I was going to be a Harajuku girl, and then I was told I wasn't, and then I thought I was going to be a crazy rich Asian, and then I was told I wasn't, and I got to Hong Kong, and it's very businessy, and 80% of the population wears, like, a dental mask, like, you know, and 20% are wearing doctor gloves. Like, what was I going to catch there? Every time I walked down the street, I was just like having anxiety, being like, oh my God, oh my God, like this block could kill me. So I wouldn't go.
Did you ever, but you were in China for a connecting flight?
I fly direct.
Oh, I thought you, why did I think you were going to China?
Because I kept on saying it. I was also confused about that. I thought it sounded way cooler, like I'm an anthropologist, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to China. Yeah, it wasn't China. It was Hong Kong's an island.
So the food wasn't even good? You didn't get some good food in Hong Kong?
Don't worry about that. I made a pact with myself to only eat Chinese food.
Mm.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
How'd it go?
I made it till New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Which was, I would never follow anything through, so I wasn't expecting to really do it.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Spencer, I want to talk to you about the Hills reboot. Because I watched the first episode last night, ever, and I want to know how you got on the show originally.
I feel like that story has been told, but if you would like to hear it again, I'm all for repeating myself.
Yes.
Please, because Wells is your biggest fan.
Oh, then he would know how I got on the Hills if that was true.
No, he's from North.
He's from where?
The North.
From Monterey, Stephanie.
Do you think I'm from like Winterfell?
Like she's living in the Game of Thrones. He's from the North.
Oh my God. I evidently need to watch that show.
Yes, you do.
Because, well, it's called me Khaleesi.
Yeah, The Hills came about because Princess of Malibu was canceled and I didn't want to go back to college. And my mom's friend, Lucy, was watching the DVR at our house, and she's like, Spencer, come in here, look at this, do you know this girl, I love her, and it was Heidi, and she's like, you should date her, and I was like, yeah, I should. And then as the show ended, it said the name of one of the producers that was a producer on The Princess of Malibu, so I called him on his cell phone, and I was like, you have a new show and you didn't put me on it? And he's like, oh no, it's they already have a set cast and it's, you know, you can't be on the show. I was like, nah, I can actually. And so I called up this guy Jared, this really rich kid I knew at the time that loved popping a lot of bottles, and I was like, yo, I need you to pop like $30,000 and Dom Perignon next to where the Hills are filming and like upstage their whole little scene. He's like, I got you. So we went to area where they were filming and got a table next to where they were filming and just kind of hijacked the scene.
And what episode was that?
Oh, that was season 2. So beginning of season 2, episode 1.
Gotcha.
We were talking about how your sister got on the show. What do you remember of the night that she came and like defended your honor?
It was her last good scene on The Hills. Wait, Wells, are you the same Wells that dates this celebrity?
Yes.
I loved following your guys' Bora Bora vacation.
Oh my God, did you?
Oh my gosh.
So you knew there was who Wells
there was.
There
was a lot of Taylor Swift played on that vacation.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stan, your significant other.
I know. I'm sorry. We're annoying.
Oh, no. He loves T-Swift.
Please. She needs to play more Taylor. The album's still out.
His son's favorite music, that and rap.
Really?
Trap.
Oh, all right.
So yeah, how long, it's Sarah, right?
Yeah, it's Sarah. And by the way, like, I know you're big into crystals. She is like the biggest crystal nerd in the world. Like, okay, our entire bathtub is filled with crystals so they can be re-energized. I can't take a bath.
Wait, Wells, you told me that she was the biggest Hills fans ever. And when I met her at Paris and Nikki's Christmas party,
yeah,
I was like, thank you so much. Like, your boyfriend told me you're like the biggest Hills fan, and you changed your WhatsApp group to the Hills.
That's a true story.
And she goes, I watched Laguna Beach.
Well,
So whatever he's saying about crystals right now, he might just be trying to flatter you.
No, I will.
I never seen her hold a crystal, so I believe she's a
right. We're on.
I believe she's a Taylor Swift fan. I will go along with that.
I'm gonna go home after this this podcast, and I'm gonna take a picture of the bathtub with all the crystals that are re-energizing, because that's got good light in there. And we also have a candle that we have to light every full moon, and it has to burn out completely.
She sounds crazy.
I'm
kidding.
She might be a witch.
Wait,
like a good witch, though.
Isn't it true that to re-energize crystals, they have to be in direct moonlight?
You can charge crystals however you want.
All right.
I wouldn't dare tell anyone how to charge their crystals. Wait, where did you meet Sarah Wells? I want to know how you became such a cute couple.
I was on The Bachelorette and all those like spinoff shows, and she used to tweet about like liking me on the show or like whatever I said, and I was like, oh, okay. She seems to be into it. So then I DM'd her on Twitter, and then
and you have to follow someone first, yeah?
Yeah, she was following me.
She was already following you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
So what happened first was she was tweeting about me, and I was like, whoa, okay. Haley from Modern Family is into it? All right. So I DM'd her. And I remember my sister hitting me up being like, hey, dude, she's dating this guy. Don't be that guy. And I was like, oh, I didn't know she was dating some guy. So I kind of ghosted her. I was like, I don't want to be that guy.
But little did Northern guy.
Little did I know. Yeah. Jon Snow from Winterfell. Little did I know that, like, I didn't understand the Hollywood, like, how it works here, where if you break up with someone, sometimes it takes a while before like you release that information. I didn't know that. So they were broken up. So she was like, this douche lord's ghosting me. Like, what reality TV thinks he's like good enough to ghost me? But I didn't know that. So then, like, I remember the day that it came out, like on Us Weekly or whatever, my sister screen grabbed it and sent it to me. And she was like, it's go time, buddy. And I was like, okay, I'm into it. So I messaged her again. And then our first date was, have you ever been to the night before the Emmys party?
No.
So I'm in that reality bracket you talked about. No, that's a different.
I know. Which one?
The big night before the Emmys party. Like, there are, it's all like your friends cast. Everyone's there. And
I also hosted the carpet.
They don't invite reality TV people there. And I remember I was a total novelty to all of them.
Oh,
they're like, bartender guy!
Invite?
Yeah! I was her plus one. It was our first date ever. And I feel like it was like, let's see if
she brought you in public,
sink or swim,
for
buddy.
The first date?
Yeah, but there's no press there. There's no press there. There's no cameras there. So that was our first date. And then, as they say, the rest is history. So, yeah. Now we dance to Taylor Swift and Bora Bora.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Do you guys live together?
We do.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
This is amazing. I feel like, why I always, on my Snapchat, I always champion you is because I feel like you're the first reality star that has crossed over to date like a mainstream actor, which is, I feel like, very difficult in Hollywood.
Yeah, I think we all know that, like, I've way outkicked my coverage here. Let's just, hopefully she's not listening to this one. She's like, yeah, he's right. I can do so much better than this.
She gets a text.
No. I show she's not all like concerned about like, oh, reality
success.
Yeah. You're very successful. You're on an amazing podcast.
Oh, and this is not his first one. I was like, Wells, you're so good at this. Like when we first met. And I was like, you should do this as a profession. He was like, I do. Clearly you don't know who I am. And I was like, yes.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah. That's what either this podcast is either gonna be great or I don't know. We'll see what
greater.
Happens. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be, I think you two are a match made in heaven.
Radio.
Wait, I want to know, no. do you have any, like, do you ever try to set your sister up on dates?
Oh, no. Stephanie has very special taste. And
I thought you were going to say very special. I was like, well, yeah, wait, never have.
Is Sarah going to come in and do your guys' podcast? I want to listen to that episode.
Oh, yeah, she's coming. But it's going to be later when The Hills, like, starts airing. Because we watched the first episode last night.
Her first episode ever.
It's yeah. confusing for people listening. We watched the first episode of The Hills ever. But for people that don't know, The Hills will be returning to MTV sometime this spring. And it's called New Beginnings.
Yes. So when we say The Hills, we mean the one 10 years ago.
Yeah. The so one.
She watched her first ever Hills episode.
No, that's not true. She's okay, familiar with the show. Good. No, so here's the thing.
Look,
that really,
she's an actress.
Here's the thing that really annoyed. So we went to Paris Hilton's holiday party, right? But we had gone to the Laker game before that, and we were also practicing for drinking champagne at a very fancy club in Colorado. So we were wasted when we showed up at this party, and normally she would have tact to be like, yeah, love The Hills, best show ever, but we were feeling no pain, so she was like,
what?
What are you talking about?
I love Laguna Beach. And then I'm going to make it a little worse.
Yeah. Please do.
I was like, oh my gosh, Wells is like the best co-host ever. And she was like, huh? And I was like, for our podcast. And I was like, the teaser's out. And she was like, oh, I didn't listen.
What? This is the first time hearing of this.
I wasn't going to tell you, but whoops. Not really that good at giving secrets, guys.
Oh,
are you guys on the podcast going to do recaps on all of the new season of The Bachelor?
I think we'll have to. And it's, I guess this episode's airing the day that Colton is starting his journey into love. Do you watch that show?
I used to pre-Corinne incident. And once they stopped letting everyone get drunk, I kind of phased out. It's a little too sober of a show for me nowadays.
Well, I'm the bartender on that show. And let me tell you something. So that now the rule is 2 drinks an hour. You can get pretty turnt if you don't eat anything down there on 2 drinks an hour.
Because that you're not Jack, but that other guy that's supposedly retired, but I think got fired for letting everyone get blacked out. You swooped his job. That's amazing.
Yeah, no. Jorge's still with us. He just now owns a tourism company, and they go on dates with him. So basically, he got a promotion, and I took over his job. Is what happened.
I think you have do you have past experience as a bartender?
Yeah, I bartended like in college and stuff. And then when I'm right out of college, but I'm not a very good one. I'll be honest with you, but everyone drinks the same drink down there, dude. It's all tequila, soda, splash of cranberry. Cause they're terrified of carbs and sugars and everything.
Well, tell them just to drink tequila straight. If they're not getting drunk.
Okay, but the rule is only one shot an ounce. You can get a shot and a mixed drink, or you can get a shot and a beer. So you can get straight tequila. You can't get two in an hour.
And it sounds like you're very, very honest as a bartender.
Dude, I've got a lawyer watching my bar.
Measuring cup, my God.
They're on me like a hawk.
Do they really watch the bar like that now?
100%. They'll call me up and be like, hey, listen, that was a heavy pour. You need to like yes. And
Oh, this is scoop. Love this.
Well, and you know how normal bartenders, there's a little funnel thing at the end of a bottle, and they'll count, you know, like a 4 count is 1.5 ounces, which is a normal drink. And so I was just doing that, and they were like, no, you have to use a jigger. So, which slows you down if you're trying to make drinks for 1 million people, is like measuring them out. And so, yeah, I got in a lot of trouble.
But a million people, there's like 8 people on the island.
No, it starts like 24, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's usually like 15, 16 people.
Okay, sorry, big difference.
Yeah.
Wait, so how are you've done that now for 2 seasons as the bartender?
Yeah.
And how is that? 4 weeks? 6 weeks? How long are you there for?
I like how Spencer has completely hijacked this interview, and he's really into this. It's a four-week shoot, like the all of June. You should come down there.
I feel like that's the best job maybe in Hollywood you have right now. You get to be on set, out of the drama, still get a tan, drink tequila, be on TV. I am
no drama. Like yeah. He just gives advice.
Wait, but don't some of these girls get drunk and try to spit game at you?
They did last season, and one spit game enough for me to like
get her kicked off
to do something about it.
Ooh, he kissed you do?
I kissed her. Yeah.
What? Oh, this is pre-Sarah.
Oh my god, my heart stopped.
No, not.
We are honest.
Now, this season, because everyone knew I was dating Sarah, everyone was, I think, would be terrified. If you follow her on social media, she is fierce with the clapbacks. So I can only imagine if someone like came and hit on me at the bar, the wrath that would come down through Instagram and Snapchat
Spencer
and Twitter.
In person, terrifying. I was like, I am barely even friends with Wells. I don't have his number. Like, it sucks that I have to work with him. He's so far away at work. Like, she's terrifying.
Wait, what's the age difference between you two?
It's not bad. It's like 6 years.
And she's older than you?
No. No. I'm much older.
JK. Yeah. JK. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Wait. Well, I mean, as much fun as it is talking about my reality TV show, I want to talk about yours. How excited are you that this is all coming back? All right.
I just want it to be a huge success. Yeah. So until we have hit ratings, I'm still holding my breath.
But here's the thing. When we film Paradise, I know if it's going to be good or not. Like, you know if there's good stuff, and you know if there's not, and you know how it'll... You have a sense of how it'll look. You guys have filmed a little bit of this show. What is your sense of how it's going to be?
I mean, you are interviewing an egomaniac, so... I mean, obviously, I think it's the best show ever made, but, you know... So I just,
agreed.
Yeah, so, the greatest thing to ever be filmed.
All right. Is it...
There you go. That's pretty much.
Who are your favorite scenes with? I swear to God, you say Whitney Portal die. We were talking about her earlier.
Big Bird?
Whitney Port.
She is so nice. Okay, no, seriously.
Whitney Eve.
Who is your favorite person? You do love filming scenes with me, just like I love filming scenes with you. We laugh a lot. No.
My, I would say Brandon is definitely my favorite. Cast member.
New cast member, Brandon Lee.
No, just favorite. Doesn't mean new, just the favorite.
What do you think is the biggest difference between old Hills and now rebooted Hills?
The energy is way better. I feel like everyone before felt like, you know, the Hills before was Lauren's show.
Yeah.
It's no longer her show, so I feel like people aren't like energetically on a leash of like, you know, well, how will this affect my relationship with Laura? You know, everyone's just, you know, released. It feels very free.
Especially
you get everyone's real personalities, I would say, way more, because everyone had to act a certain way to like stay, you know, under, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it was just, it's very different. No, and there's no narrator anymore. It's just, it's incredible.
Okay, so I want to be mindful of your time and for you to go fix the espresso machine.
It's done for. I'm drinking a nitro. We're in the game.
I want to do some rapid fire questions with you. So answer as quickly as you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, number one, what TV show are you currently binging?
I just keep rewatching Taylor Swift's Reputation.
Wow. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number two, what fans, will fans like you more or less, when the Hills return?
Oh, more all caps _ bold.
Fan clubs. Wells.
You're stuck on a desert island and you get to bring, only one item to survive. What are you bringing?
I'm water.
That's
bad. Is that a trick question?
No, it's good. That's good. Are you still tight with Brody?
You don't answer that.
That's to be determined.
All right. Do crystals really work?
Oh, for me, 100%.
Would you ever let Gunner go on The Bachelor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He'd be blessed if he can pull that off.
Kid's gonna take my job as a bartender someday.
Oh, I'm still tripping at how you pulled that job. I'm like, I think that's the best job in Hollywood right now.
Spencer Pratt, thanks for being on the Prattcast, dude.
Thanks,
you guys,
Spencer.
Are amazing.
Wait, we gotta tell everyone about your podcast.
Make Spidey Famous Again.
And it has a 5-star rating.
I know. I was looking at it today, and thousands of good reviews.
Yeah, like, we have like 4.5. I hope people give us 5.
But there's only four of us in the room.
You got to end the podcast just begging for 5 stars. Half of our podcast is just me going, please click 5-star. And here's what I learned, Stephanie. This could be a Pratt thing. When you go to review your own podcast, you know, sometimes you have to click all the stars over and fill them all up. Maybe I dreamed that. But no, you only click the 5th star. So I gave our podcast a 1-star review the first time I reviewed our podcast.
Well, it didn't even matter because you guys are killing it. And the cutest family ever with the cutest kid. Wait, real quick. How is Gunner in the snow? Did he love it?
Yeah, he loves his sled the most.
Oh, he's so cute. Okay, I'm going to have to see photos later.
Last question, real quick. On our teaser episode, we were talking about how you unsistered Steph. Are you guys... have you re-sistered her?
I think you'll see that because you just are on episode 1 of Rewatching the Hills. She definitely forgot the scene. I said, I can't unsister you. So she was never unsistered. So that was like, huh, okay. I guess she doesn't remember what was said. I was pretty clear. You can't unsister a sister.
Oh my God, so I've always been a sister. Oh my God, I love you.
Great news.
I'm waiting for the Christmas present, by the way.
What? Your Christmas present? I already unblocked you.
Okay, fine.
See, you didn't even notice. That's why you were blocked.
No, I didn't know that was like real. I asked him to unblock me.
That's what you asked for?
Like, I didn't think that was going to be it. But thank you. Okay, I love it.
That is definitely it. Okay. All right. Love you all. Goodbye. Thanks,
Bye. Thanks for coming on.
Later, dude.
Bye. Love you.
To end the show today,
yeah,
I have an exciting thing we're going to do.
Okay.
So for people that don't know, we have lots of sister podcasts. Mm-hmm. Wells knows. So we have like Becca Tilly scrubbing in with Tanya, and we have Almost Famous with Ben and Ashley, and Help I Suck at Dating, and Wind Down with Jana Kramer. So this week, everyone's getting this email because I thought it was so juicy.
Ooh.
And they're all going to give their opinions. So I'm going to read it to you guys, and then you guys give your opinions, and then everybody can listen to the other shows to see what their opinions are.
Got it.
And is there a prize for the best opinion?
No. I just hope the answer can also be water for this.
So good. Okay.
Water? Like, we were so stupid to ask that question. I loved it.
It should have been, like, besides the essentials.
Yeah. I'm surprised to say... A boat to get the hell out of there? Duh.
Sat phone. Okay. I'm going to try and use a good voice.
Okay.
My boyfriend of 6 months and I are very happy and I've been on cloud 9. I found something in his phone that worried me. We used his phone to take pictures on New Year's Eve. The next day, I grabbed his phone and told him I was going to send myself the pictures. While doing so, with his full knowledge I was not snooping, I saw a naked picture he had taken in the mirror that morning. Taken aback, I kind of kept it to myself, not wanting to embarrass him, but my mind was racing. Why did he take that? Did he send it to someone? Eventually, I asked, and his response was that basically he was trying to get back his self-confidence after a holiday season of eating and drinking. He's also a personal trainer and said he's been considering training for a physique competition this year, so he wanted a picture as a starting point. Not sure why below the waist would have to be included, but whatever. I don't have any reason not to believe him, but I also don't want to be naive. He's such a great boyfriend. I completely trusted him up until now. Am I being paranoid?
Mm. Right now, were his calves in the photo?
I've given you every bit of information I have.
I think that was how to solve it. Because if he's a trainer and really worried about his, or wants to see his body.
Yeah.
Hello, have you never heard of legs day?
Leg day, yeah.
Yeah, calves, huge.
I'm amazed that that's your initial thought.
Well, if his calves are in it, I think
okay,
she's all good.
You know
if
what?
It is just after his crotch, then he is a pervert.
Yeah.
But I still, like, kind of believe him.
Oh,
guys,
man.
Guys are so femme these days. You have naked photos, I'm sure.
I do not.
Liar.
I have never sent a D-pic in my entire life.
No, I don't think you've sent them, but okay. I bet on your holiday, you took a naked photo to see your tan line, and you're like, oh.
No. No. I have, like, I think, like, in the mirror pictures where I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling myself,
yeah,
or
totally.
Whatever. But here, you know in Love Actually, have you seen that movie?
Mm-hmm.
You know when, I forget, I think it's Alan Rickman, the guy who plays Snape in Harry Potter. His wife finds this, like, really pretty necklace, and then he ends up giving it to, like, his secretary. But she, like, waits for Christmas, and then she realizes that necklace wasn't for her. She got some stupid Joni Mitchell box set. So I would have, if I were her, waited to see if he sent it to her. Because if you're just keeping it in your photo album, then you might be a psychopath. But if it, like, if eventually came, like, they were, like away for a couple days, then I would have bought it. Now I don't buy it, all right? That sounds like a really good excuse, like, oh, my self-esteem's real. If he's a trainer.
I've been eating so much over the holidays.
Yeah, like, I'm not buying it, buddy. So here's, oh, man, this is what I would do.
Call Ryan's Roses.
Yes, that's a good callback to this room we're in. This is what I would do. I'd ask for the phone and then find the couple people that you are concerned about. And then when you go to the messages, there's a little I for info at the top of it. You press that, you see all the pictures he sent, and you can see if that picture was sent to anybody.
And I would post it publicly.
Mm-hmm. And say, does anyone get this? Did anyone receive this picture?
Yeah.
If you did.
And then say like to him, it. See, this is what happens. This is what happens. So, yeah, I think we're, yeah. Man, if there was a winner for best opinions.
You win.
Us.
Everybody can listen to all our other shows and see what those people say. I forget how you guys end this thing. Did we have a
We did, but it's over now.
Yeah, it's definitely over now.
Yeah, it's definitely
what
over
was
now.
It?
It used to be Sarah Hyland
yeah.
out.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So
she's
got to
come redeem herself on the show.
She will. She will.
Come up with a new way to end the show.
I still like Hills Yeah.
Hills Yeah.
Hills Yeah. Show's over.
Okay, that's good. I really like that.
When'd you come up with that?
Last one.
Stephanie, you must talk into the mic. This
well,
is
I didn't
our
know
first
that was
podcast
be...
episode where we're teaching Stephanie that you... I wish we had a photo. She's literally just talking to the side.
Oh, I didn't know I could
into
do this.
The mic.
It rotates, guys.
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right. Hills, yeah. Show done.
Oh, well, now it sounds like we're cavemen.
Oh, okay. You do it.
I want to hear
you
do it
again. It was shows over. Hills, yeah, show's over.
Hills, yeah, show's over.
So we're going to... try out our new sign off.
I feel like we just did it, but we can do it again.
Oh, I want to be a part of it.
Oh, you want to do it? Okay.
And it's called the Prontcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so.
Well, I asked if you do it, and then you said, no, you do it. So
I didn't know what it was.
Okay, you ready?
Wasn't paying attention.
So it's Hills Yeah, show's over.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Hills Yeah,
show's over.
Okay, maybe you do it. And I'll just go, woo, at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll try that next week.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Bye.
Follow Prattcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.